We got up to Daf Nun Aleph, Amud Aleph, smack in the middle of the Daf. So let's all turn to the two dots, which are Shiori Adam. And we derive from a pasuk, Asher Pesach Ol Moed, in Vayikra Dalid, the din and the requirement of Shvichas Shiraim Al Yisod. And it's Ahudu Pagalei Bereisha. Now the Gemara is going to quote a Braisa that's going to dash in three different psukim with relationship to the Keren HaYisod, the Yisod HaMizbeach. So let's go through these three psukim first, and then we'll start the Braisa. The first pasuk in Vayikra Perek Dalid says the following, that a korban chatos of Kohen Mashiach, we'll explain this as we go along, he has to bring the dam onto the Yisod HaMizbeach. The second pasuk is in reference to a korban chatos. The third pasuk is related to what's called the korban nasi, the chatos nasi. So we'll go over all these cases one by one. Now, in addition to those three parshios, which the Gemara is going to mention in the Braisa, we also have another category called Chatas Yachid. And the Torah is going to require, in the case of Chatas Yachid, that he bring either a Kizbo or a Seira. And we're going to talk about the dinim of a Chatas Yachid. So, in each one of the five parashios that we're going to read about now, the Torah requires Shiori Adam, that means Shvichal Yisod HaMizbeach. In the first three cases, the first three psukim, the Torah adds a requirement called Yisod Mizbach HaOla. And this braisa is going to go through three parashios, all of which have these words, Yisod Mizbach HaOla, and darshan these three parashios. Tana Rabban. And we go now through each one of these three parashios. The first one, as we said, in Vayikra Dalid, is Par Kohen Mashiach. And in the case of Par Kohen Mashiach, the Torah says, I'll read the whole passage to you, the ace called Dam HaPar Yishpoch El Yisod Mizbach HaOla. And the Gemara is going to have a lot to say about how we darshan this pasuk, El Yisod Mizbach HaOla. And this is going to teach us that even though the Par Kohen Mashiach is what's called a pnimis, meaning it's a carbon that goes inside the Heichal, and you might think therefore that Shvichas Shirayim should be on the Mizbech HaPnimi, Kamash Bolon, the Torah went out of its way to say El Yisod Mizbach HaOla, to tell me that we're talking about the Mizbech HaOla, which is the Mizbech HaChitzon, and Dafka the Mizbech HaChitzon, Velo Yisod Mizbech HaPnimi, HaMizbech HaPnimi. Now at this point in the development of the Sugya, the Braisa, the assumption is that there's a Yisod even to the Mizbech HaZav, the Mizbech HaZav in the Pnimi. The Gemara later on is going to prove that that's not so, that there was no Yisod. But that's only because we have a ribuy of sukim, you know, many different drushas. Right now we only have one drusha. And from this drusha we know that there's shvichas shirayim on the mizbeach hachitzon. That's not lafuki, it doesn't exclude the possibility of shvichas dam al yisod mizbeach hapnim. Meaning, if we're, shall I say, naive, and we
all
don't know,
being equal,
and we don't know that there's no Yisod on the Mizbech HaPnimi, then at this point the Torah is adding another possibility, that for sure if this Avodah is an Avodah inside the Heichal, and it makes absolute sense there, therefore that the Shvichas Dam should be on the Yisod of the Mizbech HaPnimi, then what the Drush is telling me here is that it's not exclusive. It doesn't exclude the possibility of Shvichas Dam Al Yisod Mizbach HaChitzon. So we're only adding another possibility. Now later we're going to remove the first possibility of Yisod Mizbach Panibi because there is no Yisod, so that's not possible. But right now we're operating with the assumption that it's feasible, and therefore the Torah is adding another possibility here, in which case the Kohen has two options as to where he's going to do the Shpichas Adam. That's the first pasuk. Now we go on to the second pasuk. So if the first pasuk refers to Par Kohen Mashiach, the second pasuk also refers to a par, but now we're not talking about a yachid like the Kohen Mashiach, we're talking about the tzibur itself, and that's called Par Helem Dover Shel Tzibur. And in both cases, Par Kohen Mashiach and in Par Helem Dover Shel Tzibur, there was a mistaken, unintentional violation of a certain serious avera. This was done based on a tos, on a mistake. In the case of Par Helem Dover Shel Tzibur, the entire tzibur violated this isur based on a horaz bezdin. The horaz bezdin was mistaken. And in that parasha, it says, V'eis, I'm going to read the whole pasuk, V'eis kol hadam yishpoch el yisod mizbach ha'ola. It's almost word for word what we saw in the case of Par Kohen Mashiach. So why did the Torah again have to emphasize that yishpoch, that the dam needs shvicha in the yisod mizbach ha'ola? We already had that in the case of Par Kohen Mashiach. So we have the Osel HaPar Kasher Osel HaPar HaChatos, which is a pasuk that tells me that whatever you do to this par, you do to this par. So what is the Torah teaching me here? El Yisod Mizbach Ola. And this is the second drasha, which is again built on the fact that we already had the first pasuk. So we already had the first pasuk to teach me that there is Shvichas Dam on the Yisod Mizbach HaPnimi. What's the second pasuk that mentions Shvichas Dam on the Yisod Mizbach HaOla? And that says Ein Lo Yisod LePnimi Atzmo. Now we've revealed the secret that it's not the way we would have had it before, that the Torah is adding another alternative of Shvichas Dam on the Yisod Mizbach HaChitzon, but that there is no feasibility of Shvichas Dam on the Mizbeach HaPnimi because there is no Yisod on the Mizbeach HaPnimi. So in a certain sense, you could say that this drasha, El Yisod Mizbeach HaOla, the parasha Paralim Dover, is not telling me anything about Shvichas Dam, Shvichas Shirayim, but rather it's telling me something about Hilchas Mizbeach, that whereas the Mizbeach HaOla has a Yisod, it's the only Mizbeach that has a Yisod, Lafuke, the Mizbeach HaPnimi, which does not have a Yisod. So now if we go back to the first drasha, then we know that Shvichas Shirayim has to be on the Mizbeach HaOla. That's exclusive. There's no other possibility. Now we have a third pasuk. Also, there are all these psukim in the same perek in Vayikra. And that's called Seir Nasi. And the Nasi was guilty of some sort of serious violation of Shogeg. And here also the Torah says, Ves Domo Yishpoch El Yisod Mizbeach HaOla. Three times in a row, within close proximity of about 20 psukim, the Torah repeats these same words, El Yisod Mizbach HaOla. So why did the Torah again have to repeat this? Since we have it in Par Kohen Mashiach, we have it already a second time in Par Helem Dover Shel Tzibur, all of these cases are cases of an Avodas Hadam where you go inside the Heichal, and nevertheless you have to go out of the Heichal for the purpose of Shvichas Shirayim. Is then in the case of Sa'ir Nasi, we should make a Kal V'chomer, there the Dam is given over to the Mizbeach HaChitzon, so certainly L'chorah Kal V'chomer, the Shirayim should be Nishpach Al Yisod Mizbeach HaChitzon. So what is this third pasuk teaching me? Why the repetition a third time? And the Gemara says, Tein Yisod L'Mizbeach Shel Ola. Now I'm going to interpret this Gemara according to Rashi. Tosfos has a different approach. And Rashi's interpretation is that Tein Yisod, meaning do Shvichas Shirayim on the Yisod, of anything that comes under Mizbeach Shel Ola, meaning anything that has Dam on the Mizbeach HaChitzon, which means all Karbonos. If you only had the first two psukim, you might limit it to Karbonos Chatos. Maybe it's a separate din in those particular karbanos. How do I know to universalize it to all karbanos? And the answer is, this we're going to derive from the third pasuk, and we're going to read it the following: Tein yisod, give the shirayim l'mizbach shel ola, meaning for any karban that has dam that's going on the mizbeach achitzon, like ola. So in other words, since the Torah never mentions shvichas shirayim explicitly in other karbanos, we only have it in these cases, so we need a pasuk to teach me the din of shvichas shirayim in all karbanos, and that's what we're going to derive from this pasuk. Now here there's a fantastic machlokes rishonim on the following question: how do you define shvichas shirayim? Is it an absolute chova, or is it just conditional? Like, for example, I don't have to shecht an oaf in order to do the mitzvah kisi adam. I don't have to run around, you know, the wilderness to find a kantzipor, right? I don't have to, on a deraisa level at least, find a beggar that has four corners in order to be mekayim the mitzvah tzitzis. These are conditional mitzvahs. How do you define the nature of shvichas shirayim? One shita says that only in the cases where the Torah explicitly requires shvichas shirayim, like for example we have in Par Koi Mashiach, in Par Helim Dover Shel Tzibur, in those cases you're absolutely unconditionally obligated in shvichas shirayim. What does that mean therefore? When I say you're absolutely no, but maybe what does that mean, lemaisa? You know, how does it express itself? That you're going to have to make sure that you don't put all the dam on the mizbeach. Do you follow? You have to make sure that you know you calculated very well. You know, what mushel can I give you? You know, sometimes you give out money as stock, and it's a great mitzvah, but you know of a certain ani that's begging you and depends upon you. See, you have to make sure you don't give out all your funds, because then you won't be able to give this on him. Here too, you don't exhaust all the dam that came out of the tzavara behemoth. And that's only in these two karbanos. In other karbanos, although again there's a mitzvah of shvichas shirayim, but that's only conditional on the fact that you have shirayim. You don't have to deliberately set it up that you have shirayim. If you happen to have shirayim, the other sheet is that no. This third pasuk, which expands the scope of shvichas shirayim to all karbanos, is equating all karbanos with those paradigmic cases of par elim dov shel tzibur, par koyim mashiach, that it's an absolute chova, and you must deliberately leave over some dam. So don't spend all your dam. Leave over some for shirayim.
The korban would be kasher because it's already zrikat dam. Right? It has to be something more in the category of imurim, because the
well, I'm not sure what you mean by imurim. I'm not up to imurim yet. If you're talking about whether or not if he forfeits the mitzvah of shirayim, or shirayim, is the carbon still kosher? That you're right. Again, the Gemara is going to have machlokas here between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Shmuel about whether shirayim is ma'akvim, but that's only in chatos pidimios.
Right.
But I was asking a different question. There's a mitzvah called shvichas shirayim, and it applies now, according to Rashi, in all korbanos. So we derive that from the third pasuk. What does it mean? A or B? Does it mean if I happen to have shirayim, I'm obligated, or I have to see to it deliberately and calculate that I will have shirayim? So that's a gigantic machlokas. Like, I was wondering, for example, in this mitzvah called shvichas shirayim, I'm assuming, let's say, it's not ma'akiv, because that's the general, so would you make a bracha on it? Now, some poskim say you don't make a bracha on a conditional mitzvah. You only make a bracha on an absolute chova. The Rambam, actually, in Hilchos Brachos, at the end of Hilchos Brachos, has a whole chapter in which he divides up the mitzvahs in different categories, and he comes to the conclusion that even on a mitzvah which is conditional, we still make a bracha. But the Rambam shifts the nusach habracha. Instead of saying lamin, you have an al. So this is just l'saber to ozen. Don't take me literally on this, seriously on this. But I was wondering, what would be the nusach habracha? Would it be lishpoch or al shvichas dam shirayim? So it depends upon this machlok. I'm just saying this is saber to ozen.
We never spoke about a bracha on the rest of the korban, where people would say
in general, this. I'll tell you what would be a fascinating question.
On all Yehuda, would it be?
Right, would there be one bracha that the Kohen recites on all four avodos? But what if we divide up the avodos so you have to say they're working in tandem? I don't know. But I have a more interesting question. This is really lumdish. When you eat the basa of the korban, do you make a bracha? In Korban Pesach, the answer is yes, because there's a separate mitzvah in the Torah.
The Kohen would then say shehakol.
So I'm just wondering, would there be a bracha on achilas kodshim? Because the Rambam leaves out Achilas Kodshim for the Minyan Taryag, and if you remember, we once quoted the Beis HaLevi, who says that there's really no mitzvah of Achila in Kodshim, it's just to make sure it's a Nechal, do you remember that?
Yeah, sure, Nechal.
And he had it right from where, who remembers? From Lechem Aponim, the Gemara says in Yuma, that after the death of Shimon HaTzadik, yeah, they each got Kippur. So generally speaking,
Brachot, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, was Mitzakei in Karim. Maybe they didn't have any brachot in the matbea of our brachot, but it says in the Mishnah in brachot.
Yeah,
they did Hashem Hashem and things.
Yeah, I mean, there's a whole Mishnah about what brachot you make on the Chagiga and what brachot you make on the Korban Pesach. You know, so this is very relevant. What happens if I eat? Let's say if I'm a Kohen and I eat the Basar of Chatos, or I'm a Yisrael and I eat the Basar of Shlomim, do I make a brachot on it? There might be a difference between Kohanim and Yisraelim. That maybe the Kohanim have an absolute mitzvah because that's part of their chiyuv avodah. Maybe the Yisraelim, it's just the reshus. Anyway, that was just, I didn't mean to get into the whole discussion. Okay. Now, the Braisa offers two different opinions about how we should operate with this drasha. One is Rabbi Yishmael, one's Rabbi Akiva. Now, when you read this braisa, recording this machlok shir Rabbi Yishmael or Rabbi Akiva, please be very careful and meticulous about the reading, because there doesn't seem to be any nuance of a difference between Rabbi Yishmael and Rabbi Akiva. But if you read it carefully, there's one phrase that Rabbi Akiva adds here that doesn't appear in Rabbi Yishmael. Otherwise, they're identical. Omar Rabbi Yishmael. Rabbi Yishmael is talking about this din of matan domim shel ola. Okay, now, in order to appreciate where Rabbi Yishmael is coming from, so what we want to do here is we want to read another line in the Braisa that inadvertently we skipped. And that's the introduction to this Rabbi Yishmael, Rabbi Akiva story here. Because after the Braisa darshens the three psukim, and we've established Shvichas Shirayim on the Mizbeach HaOla, the Mizbeach HaOla, and that in all Karbonos, the Braisa adds another drasha. And the Braisa basically wants to know the following. We took the pasuk El Yisod Mizbach HaOla, and we used that as a drasha to establish the mitzvah of Shfichas Shirayim. And in the third case, we expanded that mitzvah to include all Zvachim. So the Braisa raises the following question, O Eino, Ella, maybe there's another way of learning this pasuk. Who says that the phrase El Yisod Mizbach Ola is telling me Shvichas Shirayim? Perhaps Ella, and again there's some Girsa issues here, but I'm going to read it the way Rashi has the Girsa, Ella Limizbacha Shel Ola Yehe Yisod. Maybe we should read this pasuk in a whole different way. And it's coming to tell you that there should be a Yisod. Now, what does that mean? So I'm going to tell you the way Rashi learns this. Rashi is going to learn that this last question, which the Braisa is addressing, is not referring to Shirayim at all. It's referring to the Zrikas Hadam. We have a Korban Ola, and after we did the first three Avodos, we have the fourth Avodah, which is Zrikas Hadam. And the Zrikas Hadam has to be on what's called Karnos HaMizbeach. So maybe this requirement of Zrikas Dam HaOla al Karnos HaMizbeach is, the Torah now is coming to define which are the Karnos HaMizbeach. And the Torah is coming to tell you that you know where you'll find the Karnas HaMizbeach? You'll find them wherever there's Yesod, which means the exclusion of what's called Mizrachis Dromis. On the Mizrachis Dromis side, there is no Yesod. So now we want to go up to the top of the Mizbeach, the Keren, and we have to determine how to do these two matanos. Now there are four chronos, and what we're going to do is we're going to do a matan damim on Keren X. We don't know what that X is yet, but whatever it is, then we're going to go diagonally across the Mizbeach and do the second matan damim on Keren Y, which is diagonally across. The blood is going to sort of spread out up and down to all sides until we can consider as if all the Kronos HaMizbeach had some dam. But the actual Maisa Zrika has to take place, which is called two matanos, Shtayim Shein Arba, on two Kronos. Which Kronos should we choose? That's what this pasuk is coming for, before Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva come along. And what is this pasuk telling you? That you need those Kronos which are Kronos Keneged HaYisod. And that's going to identify the following two Kronos. That's called Keren Dromis Ma'aravis and Balaxo, meaning diagonally across, Keren Svonis Mizrachis. Okay, let's, if I would need a diagram, but if you can just write this down. Again, we have Dromis Ma'aravis and Svonis Mizrachis. So we've covered all four. But the Matan Damim should not be on the Keren Dromis Mizrachis, which would take me diagonally to the Dromis Mizrachis. And the reason for that is because take me diagonally across the Tzfonis Ma'aravis, because on the Keren Dromis side, Dromis Mizrachis side, there is no Yesod. So again, it's very interesting because, you know, we've been fooled, so to speak. You know, they pulled the wool over us. We thought all these psukim are telling me El Yisod Mizbach Ha'ola over and over again, something about Shvichas Shirayim. Maybe not, says the Gemara. I'm going to play the devil's advocate. Maybe this pasuk is coming to tell me something about the Nesinas Adam, about the mitzvah of Zrikas Adam, not about Shvichas Shirayim. So in order to answer this question, the Gemara quotes two answers, one from Rabbi Shmuel, one from Rabbi Kivas, and I indicated before, they're almost identical. Amar Rabbi Shmuel, I don't need a pasuk for Matan Damim in the case of a Korban Ola where we require Kronos. For sure we require the Kronos that are Keneged HaYisod, which as we said before, is Dromis Ma'aravis. Mikal V'chom, I can derive from a Kal V'chom. Now, he says the following. Which is greater? Which is more significant? The Zrikas Adam or the Shvichas Shirayim? Obviously, Zrikas Adam. In the case of Shvichas Shirayim, the Torah has already told me that you have to do it on which Yisod? On Yisod of Ma'aravi, correct? So if in the case of Shirayim, Ma'ashirayim, let's take the case of a Korban Chatos, where the Torah already told us that there's a mitzvah of Shvichas Shirayim. And Shvichas Shirayim she'ein mechaprim. Because what's going to be mechaper? The Zrikas Adam on the Mizbeach is nevertheless to Unim, we need a Shvicha on the Yisod. And when it says the Yisod, because it says Es kol domo yishpoch al Yisod HaMizbeach, and which Yisod do we need? We need the Ma'aravis, the Yisod Ma'aravi, is Tchilas Ola. But now Tchilas Ola is a catchphrase that appears all over Masechet Zvach. Whenever it says Tchila, it means the Zrikas Adam on the Mizbeach. In this case, of Ola on the Karnos on Mizbeach, Shemachaperes, which generates the Kapara, that's absolutely essential. It is the Kishkas of the Karban, is Eino Din, how much more so Sheteuna Yisod. And when we say to Uno, we need Kenegera Yisod, and Kenegera Yisod means that the Ma'aravis, again the what's called the Dromit Ma'aravit. But anyway, the main point here is the Ma'aravit. Now let's look at Rabbi Akiva. Just give me one second. Aaron, yeah. It says Amar Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva says almost the same thing. He says, once again, I don't need a pasuk to teach me that the matan damim of ol on the Kronos of Mizbeach has to be connected to Yisod, because it's a kavachom mashi raim she'enam mechaprim v'enam boim lekapara. Is nevertheless to unim Yisod is tchilas ola, meaning the zrika on the Mizbeach shemechaperes v'gbol lekapara is eno din. Sheteuna Yisod. It's almost verbatim what we saw in Rabbi Shmuel. If you medayik in the Lashon, what Tosafot, what additions did Rabbi Akiva add to Rabbi Shmuel? Oh, two additions, and they're both pretty much the same. Number one, he says in describing Shirayim, Rabbi Shmuel only said in Mechaprim. Rabbi Akiva says Ein Boyin LeKapara. Okay, so you have to see what he's adding over there. And number two, when it says Tchilas Ola Mechaperes in Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Akiva adds Mechaperes Uba'al Lekapara. So in both cases, it's the phrase Ba'al Lekapara. In the case of Shirayim, Eino Ba'al Lekapara that Rabbi Akiva added. And in the case of Tchilas Ola, which is the Zrikas Adam and the Kratos of Zek, there he adds Ba'al Lekapara. Again, offhand, it doesn't seem like he's adding anything to Rabbi Shmuel, because once you told me that in Shirayim it's Ein Mechaper, but in Tchila it is Mechaper, I don't know why you have to add Baal Lekapara. He has a footnote here that he says you're going to have to wait patiently till the Gemara Dafna Nun Beis Vagmara Teva'er Ma Bein Divrei Rabbi Shmuel Divrei Rabbi Akiva Ma Hosef Rabbi Akiva. Because of Lorak Mechaper El Baal Kapara, what was he trying to add to Rabbi Yishmael? Yeah.
I just didn't see where this statement had to deal with being like specifically the Ma'arav of the Mizbeach. I just thought it was saying
specifically
the Ma'arav. Oh, sorry, the Ma'arav of the. So I thought it was just saying that the Gemara had postulated that maybe this verse comes to teach us that the Zrika has to be, maybe the verse comes to tell us that the Zrika has to be on the northeast and southwest corners, but this, now we have the Baraita saying we don't need a verse, we just have a Kavachom there that tells us that it has to be on the northeast and southwest because that's where the Yisod is.
So wait a second, I got lost here because southwest I understand, and then you said northeast.
Because that's diagonal.
Correct.
So it's just saying.
Now, what's your question?
So that I thought the Gemara says maybe this verse comes to tell us that we can't do it on
the other two.
The
Dromus Mizrachis, right?
So the Gemara says maybe the verse comes, and now we bring these two almost similar, very similar sources that say we don't need a verse, we just have the call of Homer.
No. Don't argue that this verse is coming to teach me a din of Zrika Saddam in which chronos, identifying which chronos. That I know based on a Kalvachomer. So in Cain, let's just finish up where we stopped in the middle of the sentence. In Cain, Matamud Lomer El Yisod, Mizvacha Ola. So we had the second parasha of Seir Nasi. And we never understood why the Torah had to go out of its way to say El Yisod Mizbach Ha'ola. Correct? Because again, if you're telling me a din in the Sinas Domim of the Ola, in terms of the Kronos HaMizbeach, then we already derived that from a Kavachomer. So what do we do with this superfluous pasuk? So the Braisa answers, both for Rabbi Akiva and for Rabbi Shmuel, Tein Yisod L'Mizbach Shel Ola, which means that we're going to derive from this pasuk that all Zvachim require what? Shvichas Shirayim Al Yisod. So now I ask you a question again. I just had to get to the punchline.
Yeah. No, it was just that you had said it was coming something about the Mara, that since the Shvich of the Chatan had to be in the Mara of the Yisod, that I just don't think the Mara is really relevant here.
Wouldn't you want to just leave out the Mara of here?
I just don't think it's relevant. I think it's just.
Okay, maybe leave out the Mara of, right? Okay, so now we'll just learn a few more lines because I do want to get to the Nefesh Tova. Let's just give this another 5-10 minutes. Amar Mar, the Braisa says that from the Pasuk in Par, Kohen Mashiach El Yisod, Mizbach HaOla, we're going to darshan that we need Shvicha Shiraim on Yisod, Mizbach HaOla, Velo, Yisod, Mizbach HaPnimi. Hami Boile Legufe. How could you use this Pasuk to exclude, or again, depends on what we said before, but let's just say it this way, to exclude Mizbach HaPnimi and substitute Mizbach HaChitzon, I mean, Boile Legufe, I need this Pasuk to teach me that Shirayim Adam, that he has to do an Asina of Shirayim Adam al Mizbach HaChitzon. In other words, I'll read to you the footnote here. He has a very, very long footnote. Maybe we'll just read part of it. He says, the Gemara is asking that in the case of the first of the three psukim, let's use it to darshan that he can do an asinas dam on the Mizbeach HaChitzon. The second pasuk is coming to tell me that don't think that in addition to the Mizbeach HaPnimi, he also has the option of Mizbeach HaChitzon. And the answer is he doesn't have an option of Mizbeach HaPnimi. And the third pasuk is coming to me to tell me that the Mizbeach HaPnimi doesn't even have a Yisod. And one pasuk is built on the other. So then there's no source to teach me that in all Karbanos you need Shvichas Shirayim al Mizbeach. In this case, Mizbeach HaChitzon. So the Gemara answers, Asher Pesach Oel Moed Nafka. In other words, there's an extra word in the pasuk. The pasuk says, let's read the pasuk again. The pasuk says, Veskol Hadam Yishpoch El Yisod Mizbach HaOla Asher Pesach Ol Moed. So why does it have to emphasize the word Ola? El Yisod Mizbach HaOla. In other words, once we have the pasuk of Asher Pesach Ol Moed, so Pesach Ol Moed, I think if I'm interpreting this Gemara correctly, means that you go out of the Pesach HaHechal, and that's where you're going to do the Shvichas Adam. Now, if you're leaving the Pesach HaHechal, then there's only one option. Where are you going to do the Shvichas Adam? On the Mizbach HaChitzon. So why did the Torah have to then spell it out explicitly and say El Mizbach HaOla, El Yisod Mizbach HaOla? So it must be that when the Torah adds El Yisod Mizbach HaOla, it's coming to teach me that the Shirayim should be placed on the Yisod of the Mizbach HaChitzon. The Gemara continues and tries to clarify this braisa. We had the pasuk in Seir Nasi, El Yisod Mizbach HaOla, and here we turn to Nun Aleph Amid Beis. Tain Yisod lemizbeach shel Ola. In other words, that any carbon that requires Zrikas Dam on the Mizbach Ola is like Ola, similar to Ola, is going to require Shvichas Shirayim. So the Gemara now explains what's the logic behind that drasha. The Isal Kedakta Kidik Siv, if you're going to tell me that the Torah is only telling me in the case of Seir Nasi that you need Shvicha Shirai, but not in any other Karbonos, is Hani, these words, El Mizbach, El Yisod Mizbach HaOla Lomali, once again, that same phrase of four words is superfluous. And what's it coming to tell me? It just could have said El Yisod HaMizbach, but the Torah says El Yisod Mizbach HaOla. And the answer is that we're going to derive from HaOla L'Shirayim, that you have a requirement to Shvicha Shirayim, and that's going to be in the case of Seir Nasi, in Seir Nasi. So now the Gemara is asking, why do I need a pasuk for Shvicha Shirayim on the Mizbach HaChitzon, Habrai Ovid Lehu? In other words, the matan damim have to be done outside the heichal. So if the matan damim have to be done outside the heichal, then for sure the shirayim should be done outside the heichal. What was the hava meaning to tell me that maybe the mizbech hapnimi should be the candidate for the shvicha shirayim? Now he adds here a whole piece. He says that Vadai lo yiten esirayim al yisod mizbach hapnimi shebehechol shari afilu bechatos pnimios tahainu par koin mashichu par helim dobish al tzibur shematn domim bifnim hahechol is nevertheless nesin esirayim is mizbach hachitzon is kolshkein seir nasi where the matn domim themselves are implemented on the mizbach hachitzon. Certainly the shirayim should be on the mizbach. In other words, if those karbonos where the sinas dam is bifnim in the heichal, nevertheless the shirayim is to be poured out on the mizbech hachitzon. How much more so in the case of a karbon where the nesinas dam is done in the mizbech hachitzon? How much more so the shvicha shirayim is on the mizbech hachitzon? Okay, I think we'll take a break here, and if you could open up the Nefesh Tova. And we're looking here at, in the second chelik, of course, we're looking at Os Chaf Hei. Again, when I say Chaf Hei, it's a little tricky. I should tell you the page number because, you know, the OCOs keep starting from zero when you get to a new parak. So what I want to look at is on page Taf Mem Dalet. And in case you forget that, just remember 444. That's a little bit easier. The 444. Used to go to Shalavim in the old days. I don't know what number goes today. Anyway, because I taught Shalavim for 10 years, so the 444 was very important. Now I think it's called the 404. Anyway. So if you're on that page, then you'll see a paragraph that starts Ulam. Now you may recall, just to refresh your memory, that Tosfos in Masechet Megillah, in the sugya of Rabbi Elazar in Adar Aleph, Adar Beis, where the Gemara applies the principle of Ein Mavirin al Mitzvos to establish that the Megillah should be read in the first Adar. So Tosfos says that although logically we could have derived the halach of Shvichas Yisod. Shvicha Shirayim on the Yisod HaMaravi from this principle of Ein Mavirin al Mitzvos, but nevertheless that would only be Lechatchila. But B'dieved, perhaps the Torah would accept a situation where you ended up with the Shvicha Shirayim on the Yisod Drovi, for example, because Ein Mavirin al Mitzvos is only a violation of Lechatchila. That's what Tosfos says in Masechta Megillah. And in the previous discussion that we had yesterday, we spoke about, in the context of the Yerushalmi, that the Yerushalmi vacillates about the status of the carbon itself, if the Shvicha Shirayim was done on the Yisod Dromi. But that's only according to the Man Yomar, who says that Shvicha Shirayim is Ma'akvin. What would be if you hold Shvicha Shirayim lo Ma'akvin, then for sure Maravi would be Likuvah. Why? Because then we're not dealing with the karba, we're dealing with the Shvicha Shirayim itself, and that's what we discussed. Would he have to collect the dam and re-implement, if there's such a phrase, re-implement the Shvicha Shirayim? But here in this paragraph, he suggests the following logical possibility. And he says that maybe what Tosfos has in mind when in Megillah, when he says Ein Mavirin al Mitzvos is only l'chatchila but not b'dieved, what Tosfos means is that if, let's say, he passed over the Yisod Maravi, went on to the Yisod Dromi, and that's where he did the Shvichas Shirayim, he doesn't have to go back and retrace his steps. Is that a phrase? To retrace his steps? He doesn't have to retrace his steps and go back to the Yisod Maravi once he already passed. So he has the dam in the kli. He carried the dam and said bye-bye to the Sod Maravi, said hello to the Sod Mizrahi. He's holding on to the Kli. Should we send him back to the Sod Maravi? And the answer is, we don't have to send him back. Why? Because this is already considered a B'dievet situation. And Eim Avir Nal Mitzvah only applies L'chatchila, meaning, what should you do if you're choosing between two alternatives? And the answer is, choose the one that's closest, and don't be Mavir, don't be over Al Mitzvah. But now that you already passed the, whatchamacallit, you passed the Maravi, and now you're up to the Dromi, so what are you going to do now? You're looking at the Yesod Dromi. You're looking at it, you're staring it in the face, and then you're going to tell me, well, go back to the Yesod Maravi. You already passed the Yesod Maravi. Says the Rosh Hashiva, a very interesting pshat, he says, Kevin Shekvar Hevier, he was already Mavir Al Mitzvahs, now he's past the Maravi, he's in the Dromi, Elo Takana Lachzar. And now he pulls a fast one. Listen to this. He says, Adarav. How do you translate Adarav into Yiddish?
Puk Faker.
Excellent, Puk Faker. Did you know, you knew that before you started learning with me, right? There. Okay. Yeah. I thought maybe you learned it from me. Okay. It's Punk Faker. Well, you could say Faker. You don't have to say Punk Faker. Punk Faker is, you know, it's exactly the opposite, right? But then we get to the question of where you have to put the Dam. It's going to be exactly Kenegan Pesach HaYisrael. He says, also Lavor, he can't go back to the Yisod Maravi because then he'll be violating the principle of Eimavir Mavitzis on the Yisod Dromi. Oh, now we have a pasuk. Says Tosus, we needed that pasuk because Ein Mavir Nal Mitzvah is only L'chatchila. So what's the pasuk going to tell me now? He has to go back. Asher Pesach Ol Moed L'Meimra, to teach me the Mokom Shvichas Shirayim Eino Al Yisod Eino Ela, excuse me, Al Yisod Maravi V'Tzarech Lachso L'Shom. And that's not a violation of Ein Mavir Nal Mitzvahs, because the Torah is saying that the mitzvah of Shirayim is not on the Yisod Dromi, but rather on the Yisod Maravi, is they've even been the Eved where Imholach L'Dromi ended up in the Dromi, he has to go back and retrace his steps. Okay, so that's the paragraph Ulam. I had a lot of Hanah from that paragraph, because a whole new perspective on the L'chatchila and the Eved here, why we need the Pasuk and what we would have said without the Pasuk. But here, in the next paragraph, he goes back to a Sugya in Yuma, and there, you won't find it there because it's printed in Masechta Megillah, but there you'll find it inside of the Turi Evan. And the Turi Evan says the following, that in the Sugya of Yuma, it becomes clear that as a result of this principle of Ein Mavir Nal Mitzvahs, Tzarech Lachzor L'Mokom HaRishon, Shehayah Tzarech Litein Bo, that since he had, based on the principle of Ein Mavir, an obligation to do it on the first place, and he passed over the first place, then he has to go back to the first place again. Not the way we said it in the previous paragraph. V'chalav mitchila din kedima. So this is fascinating. What the Turi Eved is saying, and it's counterintuitive, is that Ein Mavir Nal Mitzvahs generates a new din, and that's called kedima. And if you violate a kedima and you can still retrace your steps, you know, redo it, then that's exactly what you have to do. In most cases, on the face of the earth, once you violated the kedima, it's fafal, it's too late. But here's a unique situation in which, although you violated Ein Mavir Nal Mitzvahs, but there's still a din kedima, which means that do the mitzvah the right way, and the right way is on the Yisod Maravi, so go back to do the mitzvah the right way. So it's not just that Ein Mavir Nal Mitzvahs is some sort of, you know, emotional general klal, but rather it generates a new din kedima. And therefore, basar chalos the Ein Mavir in Kama Aslina, meaning there was a chalos din of Ein Mavir on the first place, which set up a din kedima, and once there's a chalos on the mitzvah, that you have to do it that way, based on Ein Mavir on the mitzvah, now you have to retrace your steps. The Arinon Shom, how does he prove this from the Gemara Yoma? Gabi Hazos Kronos, Karnos Mizbach HaPnimi. Okay, so there's something called Hazos in the Mizbach HaPnimi is Li'achar Shehiza Ala Parochas, right? So you may recall that he does this whole Hazor process on the Parochas, or shall we say Kenegeda Parochas, and then the next step is Hazor and the Karnos HaMizbeach. is hischil mechata v'yored mehechan maschil mikeren mizrachis dromis dromis marovis makiv derech small. He goes, I guess you'd call it counterclockwise. That's the opinion of Rabbi Akiva. And the Gemara explains, why is Rabbi Akiva so excited about insisting that he goes in that way? He says, the Medina Beha Keren de Poga Beresha, he started in the Dromis Marovis. We should get out a diagram here for those who like to see it visually, like me. Right? Dromis Marovis. Yeah, but don't pass it to me. Just point at had the diagram to show me what I should be looking for. Just make sure there's no liquid inside this cup here, because we want to take care of our masiftas here. Okay.
It doesn't seem to me that that's the first part of the mizbech he comes to.
When he comes out of the heichal?
Into the heichal. In or out?
Yeah, he's coming out of the heichal, I think, if I'm not mistaken.
So then it's okay.
So which is this one on top here?
I believe here, if I'm not mistaken.
No, but he says he's starting on the Karen, Dromis Marovis, which you have a better this picture than that?
Yeah. No, it's
that one's a little too small.
Inside. That's the Mizbech.
You don't have something a little larger.
You're
okay,
talking about a Karen of the Mizbech Pnimi, right? Rabbi
Prisna. I don't know. I'm not sure. I'm thinking what you're saying. Give me a second to digest this all. I don't have the Sugi Yuma in front of me. So what we're saying here is that he started with the Karen Dromis Marovis. Okay, I'm not clear exactly what's going on here at this point. I just want to get to the punchline and see what the Turi Emin derived from that, and then we'll try to work backwards. I don't want to be over in my field.
There's some trouble with those terms.
Yeah, he says, Bahai Ovid Bereisha, the Omer Eish Lakish, Ein Mavir Nala Mitzvahs. So Eish Lakish tells us that the reasoning of Rabbi Akiva in terms of the way he goes around the Mizbeach is based on a mavin al mitzvah. V'amai lo ovid mishum detziv v'yotza el mizbeach adinofik mikula mizbeach. All right, there are a lot of details here that we don't know. He says, "Came in the yoyev dahu keren," which means mizrach is dromis. Hader osi lahu keren dechayev lemeav bereisha. So I guess he's going back. So he started with the Karen Dromis Marovis, and that's not where he's gonna do the avoda. The ispe mishum ein mavirin al mitzvus, and whom igzeres hakosiv ayetze viyotza elam isbeach bal koch tzorch lavar olav lele felitein beruach acheres. Lahu Karen Shepoga Varesha over Nami Mishum Kolpina Shatapone Loyel Yamin Kolshkein Hacha Gavishvicha Shiraim Li Yisod Vidina Ischaiv Lamehev Bemarov Hasomak Lepesach Uksha Ovar Me Olav Lav Birshus Ovar El Shalokidin Dakati Lopoka Ha Milo Die Mavirin Miruach Maravi Dichaiv Lamehev Varesha. So basically, I can just tell you the punchline. I don't have all the details of the sugya in Yoma. And if you have a chance, maybe you'll do this during Chavrusa time. I don't know. But he's basically saying that even though you've already passed the Ruach Dromis Marovis, where you should have done the Shvichas Damim, nevertheless, you have to go back because the Ein Mavirin Al Mitzvahs tells you that that's exactly where you should have done the Shvicha Shirayim, and therefore the Turi Evin, after analyzing the Sugya in Yoma, comes to the following conclusion. We're back to square one on Tosfos Kasha. Why do we need the pasuk of El Pesach Ol Moed to teach me Mizbeah, the Yisod of Maravis Dromis? I know that based on the sugya in Yoma through Eima Virnal Mitzvahs. And again, we can't give the answer that we gave before. Well, he already passed the Dromis Maravis because the Gemara is quite clear that he has to retrace his steps, and that's all based on a new din that requires Dromis Maravis because of Eima Virnal Mitzvahs. And that's how he leaves it, apparently, the Turi Evin with that kash.
If it's Yom Kippur, then isn't the Shvichat Sheir Adam Chovah?
I would assume so. I'm not 100% sure, but you mean that he has to deliberately leave some
yeah,
Dhamma?
Yeah, so he would be also maybe Chayev to go to the first Yisrael.
But why is he Chayev? Is it because of the Paschal Pesach Ol Moed? Is it because of Eima Virnal Mitzvahs?
Trying to trick me up, huh?
No, I'm not trying to trick you up. I'm just trying to tell you that was the question that sat on the table in Turi Evin.
Yes.
And when he was trying to analyze and investigate this question, he came to the conclusion after studying the whole sugya of Masechta Yuma on Daf Nun Chesam and Beis, and that's the sugya of Rabbi Akiva, he came to the conclusion that based on Eima Virnal and Mitzvahs, he clearly has to do the Shvichas Damim on the Yisod Maravi, and even if he passed it, he has to go back based on Eima Virnal Mitzvah. That Eima Virnal Mitzvah is not just where is he standing? Is he in front of these two mitzvahs and he has one closer? But even if he passed already that mitzvah, he has to go back. Okay, now we're going to learn a little bit of Aruch Chaim, of Shulchan Aruch Aruch Chaim. The man put on his talis and then he puts on his tefillin. And that's based on a principle called Milim B'Kodesh, because tefillin is a cheftz of the Kedusha, and talis is a cheftz of the mitzvah. Oh. Now, what happens if he left his tefillin on top of his talis? Hameniach kis ha-tefillin v'atalis l'toch kis achas. So now he's a little bit in trouble, right? Because if he wants to implement the principle of Milim B'Kodesh, he's going to violate the principle of Eima Virnal Mitzvahs. Because the only way he can get his talis on first is by putting his tefillin on the side. Right? That's why we try very hard to put the talis on top of the tefillin. He says, Hameniach, what happens if he left his tefillin on top of his talis? By the way, how do we translate kiss into Yiddish, since we're into the Yiddish mode today?
Zekel.
Zekel, exactly. Zekel.
We're even there.
I'm not sure if there's a second ayin in the word Zekel. Okay. He says, in such a case, Tzrichim lizor shalo yaniach kiss shal tefillin lamala, kidei shalo yifka b'em tchila v'yitztarech lanicham kodem atalis, kidei shalo yavra la mitzvah. So the impression you get from the language of Shulchan Aruch is that if he messed up, he's going to have to put his tefillin on first. I mean, people don't... Maybe they rely on the Mishnah Berurah. So, Kosav Mishnah Berurah, Shim Ovar V'Nicham Miyodo. Ah. He says the following. He went ahead and he picked up the zekel, the tefillin zekel. Is then the Natal Atalis. So what he did was, because he's so used to putting on his talis first, that he took the Zekel of Tefillin, he put it on the side, and now he wants to take up his talis. Yishuv Asul La'azova, the Litol Tefillin. Once he took the talis into his hand, then he's got to put on the talis. He shouldn't have done it that way. What he should have done in this case, we put on his Tefillin first. But if he already picked up his talis and he put his tefillin on the side, now, so this would support the paragraph that we saw earlier, Ulam, that you don't generate a new din based on Eima Virnal Mitzvahs that talis has to come first. It's only because you're facing two mitzvahs and therefore the talis has to come first. But you're not going to retrace your steps once you're already past the mitzvah. And therefore, now you have the talis in your hand. No, just one second. It goes the other way around. The original din was what was Emav was put the talis on top because of Ma'ala Mekodesh and Emav Vina on mitzvahs. You have to take the talis.
So once it went wrong, it's already another Emav Vina on mitzvah. You have to do the mitzvah that you have. So if you have another Karen, this is
but why is this why is this Emav Vina on mitzvahs? You're back to the old Emav Vina on mitzvahs, no? Right, if all things were equal, in an ideal sense, what is he pogeh first? He's pogeh in his talis, right? That's what we really want to set up because of Ma'ala Mekodesh. Now, he puts his tefillin on top of the talis, then he puts his tefillin on the side, now he picks up his talis. So, l'chora, pshita, mimonef shach in this case, he should put on his talis first. If it's ein mavirna mitzvah, which originally... but we can't set up the since he had his tefillin zekel on top of his talis, so now the din generate the matzav generates.
Right, means bad. It doesn't change. You touched it. That's it.
No, you're a step ahead of me. I'm just saying, what happens? He goes into his closet, takes out his gigantic bag, and what does he find on top? The tefillin. So at this point, what does Eimav Yirna Mitzvah
he
should put on tefillin. So now the tefillin gains the Eimav Yirna Mitzvah. So I would say now that even if he passes over the tefillin, he's got to go back to the tefillin based on the paragraph that we had here, that when he passes the Mizbeach... What we said over there that he doesn't go back. Oh, he doesn't go back. Oh, so the Mishnah Berurah actually reflects this logic. The only reason he goes back is because of the Poskel Pesach Ol Moed. But then we had the Turi Evin, and the Turi Evin says that Ein Mavir Nala Mitzvahs applies Lechatchila from the perspective of when he has the two mitzvahs in front of him. If, on the other hand, he passed over it, just one second... Then he proved. He proves from the sugin yoma that he has to go back to the maros based on ein mavir nala mitzvahs. So we don't need the poskel pesach ol moed. And now I think the Mishnah Berurah. Let me see if my mathematics is correct. He's reflecting the logic of the Turi Evin, because he's saying that even though l'chatchil the din of ein mavir nala mitzvahs was chal on what on the tefillin,
but now he's got talit.
Just one second. Sorry, I keep making the wrong mathematical conclusion. According to the Turi Evin, based on the Sugin Yuma, he's going to have to go back to the tefillin. Faker. The Mishnah Berurah is saying the exact opposite. The Mishnah Berurah is saying like this paragraph before the Turi Evin, before the Sugin Yuma, that what? That you don't go back.
Relative or continuous Ein Mavirim Al
Mitzvot. Right, that you don't go back, correct? The only reason we go back is because of the Poskel Pesach Ol Moed, which sets up the absolute requirement of Ma'arav.
You should go back.
But only because of the Poskel. If you're only operating within Ein Mavirim Al Mitzvot,
you wouldn't.
Then you would not go back, right? You're not even allowed to go back, right? That was against the Turi Evin.
Yeah.
So now this machlokis, if I could call it, between paragraph number one in the Turi Evin and paragraph number two, chaps and afkamina, in the case where the Ein Mavirna Mitzvah chal on the tefillin, now he's already up to his talis, should he go back to the tefillin? So if you all like the first day, he's not allowed to go back to the tefillin. If you all like the Turi Evin, Ein Mavirna Mitzvah has already generated a din, and once that din was generated on the chefta, you have to go back to that chefta.
We don't recalculate the route. No, that's what it's like. It's like, do you
wait a minute. According to Mishnah Berurah,
you do.
Right, we don't recalculate. Right, we don't recalculate.
Do recalculate. There's a new Ein Mavirna Mitzvah.
Oh, that's what you mean. Saying. Oh, yeah. So we do recalculate. That's what
maybe,
you
mean. Maybe my terminology was unclear, but that's the way I'm thinking about it. Like you.
Right, all it's like in the GPS. Yeah.
Right, what's first and what? Like you have a route one and two, and then if you go the wrong way, then the GPS will say, "Well, now you have to go two, then one."
Correct.
And the Mishnah Berurah is saying that's what you do. You have to like recalculate.
Right, you recalculate. Okay. No, it's drop the tefillin, so to speak. Don't drop them. I mean, yeah. And then pick up your talis.
You're already away from tefillin.
So again, let's read it again. Kosav Mishnah Berurah. You know, it's such an interesting thing. You have to be such a gewaldiger lamdin. In this case, you have to think through the whole sugi.
Careful who you
listen to. So the guy comes over and he says, Rebbe, what should I do? My tefillin was on top. I put it on the bottom. I took my talis. What should I do now? So if I have the turiyev, and I'm going to say, go back to your tefillin. Because it was already a chal Hashem, aim of... The only question is what generates that halacha. See, in the case of shvichas damim, maybe it's the holding of the kli sharis. I don't know. In the case of tefillin, maybe the moment he picks the tefillin up into his hand, maybe that's what's going on here. I don't know. Yeah, I'm adding another variable into the equation. Yishuv aso lazo velitos atfilin. So that's the rerouting, the recalculating. You know, we shift from object A of Ein Mavir to object B, because he's now picked up object B. Because of Bisharat Zion, Shu Poshut. And now we're Grois L'Chachamim. We know it's not so Poshut at all, because the Turiyevan had a whole proof. We didn't go through the Sugi of Yuma. He says, oh, we're on the right track. Ulech Eve, Haina Mishun Desvila, Mishun Bur Deloka Turiyevan. That's not so posh.
That's the reason it was posh.
It was posh because he rejected the Turiyev. Yeah, but what's he going to do with the Sugi of Yuma? I mean, the Turiyev is no fool. I mean, he really went through the Sugi of Yuma with a fine tooth comb. El di after chal of din ein mavin mitzal tefillin mitchila. So ein mavin chaps a tefillin now. It chaps a chal Hashem in the tefillin of ein mavin. Is mikomukom me'achmi nicham biyodav not satalis. Is Chal of Hashta know a new din of Ein Mavir and Mitzvahs? And he has to give preference to priority to the Talos. But both, I'm thinking out loud here that maybe, and I think you may have mentioned this, what is Ein Mavir and Mitzvahs? Is it an Iser or is it a Kiyum?
Uh-oh.
If you follow what I mean. If it's an Iser, then the Mishnah Berurah is 100% right. But if it's a Kiyum, then it could be that Kiyum was mechayev me on you know, from the square one, you know, on Chefta A, yeah. Right, on the Dromis, on the what's called the Maravis that I passed over, or on the Tefillin.
The language sounds like an Isur, Ein Marvin. It's from Lotas.
Right. So then the Mishnah Berurah is right. But what are we going to do with the Turiyev, that Ein Marvin generates new dinim? You know, it's a new Chal Hashem. It's almost as if you look at the Yesod as a personality, the personality is yelling out, "Hey, buddy, you know, I demand the mitzvah, and you forfeited me." Or the Chefetz of the Tefillin is yelling out, "Hey, you know, I've already been granted the number one on my sweatshirt. You know, you got to recognize and honor that." He says, "Vitzarchiyim misugi deyuma." Hanal, because the Sugya Yuma says that Tzorech Lachso Lekeren Arishona She'avra Leah. And why the Sugya Yuma establishes, because Chal Bei Din Ein Mavirin. Again, we're not sure of all the, at least I'm not sure, maybe you're ahead of me, but I don't know all the logistics of how he's going around. But the final maskana is, that's the Shita Rabbi Akiva, that since he started with being pogea in the Dromus Maravis, he's got to go back to the Dromus Maravis. So now what the Rosh Yeshiva wants to do is, he wants to farenfa, he wants to reinterpret the sugya in Yuma in a way that would reflect the shita of the Mishnah Berurah, not the shita of the Turiyev. So again, we're not going to understand this next paragraph. I won't, anyway, because I don't know the Sugi of Yuma. Eschatoy Arimazkir, I didn't get a chance to look at the Sugi of Yuma. Oh, so he says the following. I'm just going to read the words, and then we'll let you go. He says, Venira, I'll let you go to Pittsburgh, okay. Venira, the Yesh L'Chalik, the Li'olam Hecha Dahashta, Yesh Lo Din Ein Mavir Mishum Mitzvah Shnia. Right, that's the case of the Mishnah Berurah, because he's already taken the talis into his hand. Dromis. Okay. Omed, but just to see if I can figure that one out. Omed Bekeren Mizrachis Dromis. That's the second one he got to, correct? He started with the Dromis Maravis, and now he went. Just 1 second. He started with. 1 second, I lost the place here. I'm so sorry. Tell me in a second, I just want to make sure my finger's on the right place here. Omnam Vesugi with you, main continue, Moses Shari. Yeah, go ahead. What are you telling me?
No, you're just right. He starts at the Dromit Maravi, and then.
He started with the Dromit Maravi, said he walked east. Yeah. Is that it? East would mean towards his left, I guess, in this case.
Right, because you always go counterclockwise.
Yeah, do I have that right? So he's turning left. That's why the Gemara says he's violating Kol Pnei Shataponi Yamino. Okay, so again, he was at the Keren Mizrachis Dromis, and that's where he Shari Ome. So again, he started where? He started the Maravis, and he went Dromis. Is that correct? Yes, no, maybe so? Okay, good. If I can remember that, I'm good. He started Maravis and he went Dromis. 1 second. No, that didn't make sense what I just said. He started Maravis and he went Mizrachis. That makes more sense. No, he started on the west and he turned towards the east. Okay. Oh. Now, if he's turning towards the east, I'm assuming he's turning left. Let's see if I'm right. El sheyesh lefon of din kol pnei shatapone yehei liyamin. Ah, so the reason why he's going back west instead of if he already passed the west to go east is because of ein mavir because kol pnei shatapone yamin, and that's doche. Just 1 second. Was that meaning the oh? So now he has a conflict. What's his conflict? That if he goes towards the east, could it be that the east is a turn towards the right? Can you look at the diagram? Because if the
it looks like he's going forward towards the exit.
I need a picture of this. Not even a diagram. I need Manisha a video.
There might exist one from.
Well, let me just try the following thesis, which might, you know, this might be laughable, but that when he turns towards the east, he's turning right. Again, I might be dead wrong in what I'm saying, but let's just play the game with me for a second, yeah? Okay. So if that means he's turning right, that means he's in the following conflict. On the one hand, Eimav Yirna Mitzis means that he has to turn towards the left to go back to the Mara. But on the other hand, if he does that, then he violates the turning right. Mm-hmm. So he says the following: "Bazam rinon, didin the ein mavirin shechalbo mitchila on the maravis side doche." Because again, he's turning towards the left now. Is doche sadin kol pnei shatapone? So you have a conflict now. You know, this is what we call Kol Diolam Gava, right? So which is Gover here? On one side of this tug of war, we're pulling you back because hey, Mavir Nalam Mitzvahs. On the other hand, we should drop hey, Mavir Nalam Mitzvahs for the purpose of Kol Pnei Shatapone Yamina. And that's what we're going to do. No. That's not what we're going to do. We're going to determine that Ein Mavir Nalam Mitzvahs takes precedence. So how does this help the Mishnah Brura? Again, the Mishnah Brura said, no, this is not going to help the Mishnah Brura. Yesh din kol pnei shataponi yamin, but that means the din Ein Mavirin on the Keren Shromos Maravis. On the west instead of the east is Docha the din of Kol Pnei's turning east. So how does that help the Mishnah Berurah? On the contrary, this is support for the Turi Evan. The Turi Evan is saying that even though you pass by, you still have a din of eight mafin al mitzvahs to schlep you back to the west. Let me just see one more line here. Bemis Meduya came for Dibra Mishnah Berurah because of him not al satalos bi yado. Oh, this is interesting. So he put the tefillin down, but he hasn't yet taken up the talis. He's tzorich lahaktim satfilin. Then he have to put the tefillin on first. Mishum the din eight mavirna al hatfilin doche din. Mylan Bekodesh Rakim not al satalis the hash nesar afla nicha mishum di ein mavirin oz kodem din ein mavirin al talis vis tzorichlis atev koder. So Rabbi says, I can't keep you any longer than I've kept you, so I have to let you go. We're almost there. I mean, if I wasn't under the pressure of the gun, I would spend another 15-20 minutes and I'd have it for you.
Maybe that can be our chavrusa's intent.
If you gentlemen could learn this b'chavrusa, I'd be very happy. But you know, I know there are all sorts of pressures in life. So,
Roberto, can I ask a slightly not related question?
Okay. When you say not related, it's not related at all to Torah.
It's related to Shirayim.
Oh, good.
Did we not have a discussion at some point where the Shirayim was actually going back to the Behema and there was still blood from the neck and you took that out? And that was considered Shirayim? That was only.
I'm not sure what you mean. There is a possibility going back to the neck if you messed up on
it. Right, if you dropped it without a Kli Shar. I'm just wondering if that would. Let's say that for some reason you ran out of extra blood in the Kli Shar, if you go back to the Behema.
I don't think so. I don't know. Intuitively, I hear your logic, and it's very compelling, your logic, but intuitively, for some reason, I sense that that's not so. That in order to get a Chalos Shem Shirayim, it's got to be, A, there was a Kabbalah Saddam in the Mizrach, and now, after doing all your Zrikas, you're left with Shirayim. So the Shirayim is a result of a Kabbalah plus Zrika. You know, you could partner that partnership between Kabbalah and Zrika. And now, at the end of the process, I can, if I go back to the Tzavara Behema, I'm not sure what I would do with that dam. It's hard to say that I would add to my Zrika. I don't know. But on the other hand, I wouldn't call it Shirayim because it's a new entity of dam.
So that's just a different context.
That's intuitive. Okay. Again, yeah. You know, in Kachim, there are fastballs all the place. You know, you can think X and Allah is Y. So, but I'm just giving you my my knee jerk response to your question. All right, I want to wish everyone a great Shabbos. Right. And Fargazut the Hate. Thanks for being with us. I mean, it was really great.
Stay in touch. I have your email, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Pass it on to me also. I probably have it, but.
Okay.
But if you ever get another, you know, another free time, or if you ever want to listen on this or that, or Skype, I know it's the middle of the night for you.